on both sides, there has now been injected a degree of partisanship, which is not only unfortunate, I think it's destructive of the fabric of the relationship.
At issue for the administration is the fact the invitation to Mr. Netanyahu came from President Obama's adversaries in the Republican-led Congress, and his visit will not include a meeting with Mr. Obama. White House officials on Thursday backed Susan Rice's words, saying relations with Israel should be above domestic politics.
There is a long tradition in the United States of ensuring that the relationship between the United States and Israel isn't just reduced to our relationship between political parties.
Rice's remarks were the clearest yet on the administration's dismay and on what some describe as the worst state of relations between a U.S. administration and Israel. Mr. Obama's willingness to negotiate with Iran is one reason for the discord, but it has been apparent for years that two men do not get along personally. U.S.-Israeli relationship as a whole is seen as too big to fail. President Obama has signed off on continued military support for the Jewish state, including funding of the Iron Dome missile defense system to intercept rockets from Gaza. The troubles are due to the current set of circumstances, says former State Department official Aaron David Miller.
You have the ongoing soap opera that basically constitutes the personal relationship between Netanyahu and Barack Obama. You've got the end game on U.S.-Iranian negotiations coming and the heightened sensitivities, both on the Israeli and the American side. You've got Congress now for the first time in the Obama administration in 8 years in control of Congress. And you have Israeli elections.
U.S. support for Israel has in the past usually been bipartisan, but a call on Thursday by Democratic lawmakers for Democrats to walk out during Mr. Netanyahu's speech on March 3rd was another sign the U.S. approach to Israel could be changing. President Obama in the past has sometimes spoken at annual meetings of AIPAC, the main pro-Israel lobbying group. This year, he's sending U.N. Representative Samantha Powers and Susan Rice. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Thank you.